welcome in our third and concluding podcast accompanying Wrocław Seminar Literary Margins and Digital Media. Today I'll speak with organizers about the rationale and organizational base for the seminar. I also managed to ask some of the speakers about their thoughts and reflections on the seminar itself, which was a great success. Unfortunately, I did not succeed to get all of you, dear attendees, to share your opinions with us, but I hope these that are included here are quite representational. Let's start. First is Professor Barbara Kala, chair of the seminar. How did the idea of literary margins and the digital media seminar come up?
Well, traditional high culture is becoming increasingly marginalized, while forms of cultural expression which were seen as marginal or which were located at the periphery of the cultural field have been gaining a more prominent place. And I'm not only thinking about the popular genres as crime fiction, chick lit, which was discussed also these days, or science fiction, and how they have been influenced by digital media, but also about the explicit digital developments as hypertext, digital poetry, fan fiction, weblogs, games, and other digital forms of storytelling. And judging from the interest in the conference and the diversity of approaches followed by the participants, we may wonder if the new developments in literature caused by the influence of digital media are really so marginal. On the other hand, the reflection on the traditional printed book remains significant, and that was also discussed very lively here. So we take printed books rather for granted, but digital media get us reflect more attentively upon the bookishness of the book.
And it seems like children's literature was doing this for ages, actually, and this is common language that we have found during the conference.
Current research on children's literature in digital environment, research on teaching children's literature by using technology, also shows the developments we've discussed here, and presentations on children's texts reveal that this field is especially congenial to innovations. And children are, in a way, expected to have the same media competences as adults do. And sometimes they are actually more competent than adults. And the time they became authors approaches very quickly, because one of the most lively discussed topics at the conference was the changing role of author and reader. And this we could experience during the performance of Zuzanna Husarowa and Lubomir Panak. We've also discussed new ways of storytelling in the games, where we learn that the roles we take are negotiable. And I think this is very remarkable. And this is characteristic also for our new look at literature as such.
I think the exchange between young scholars and the established scholars was also quite magnificent here. We actually understood each other from the spot. There were no real differences. Everyone was somehow finding a common field with each other.
Yes, it was. And meeting each other here, listen to each other and exchange knowledge was both exciting and inspiring experience. It really doesn't matter that somebody has much, much more experience or he or she speaks English like a native, and other young people who don't have these experiences. But this exchange and the possibility to meet each other here was really great. So this is the greatest value actually of the conference.
The conference started with the several remarks about the end of traditional book, about the end of traditional literature. And what do you think were the conclusions about all these ends?
As more of the participants concluded, the role of the printed book as a medium is not ended that quickly. As there is something about print we can't give up yet. So the future is yet to be written, and it will be written by children of today. And that's why it's worth to focus now at all the developments mentioned.
And the role of the margins and the position of the central and the margins were also redefined here, because as it looks and as you could hear in many presentations, we are actually in the process of reversing these roles.
Well, I also don't think that this will happen so quickly, that the margins will come to the center, but we reflected upon margins and marginal manifestations of literature or culture can be used to describe and explain, as Dirk de Heest said, to explain the literary dynamics, because it was very
revealing.
Yes, thank you. Margins were conceived as zones of literary segments which belong to literature in a broad sense, as he mentioned. And despite the fact that they were not taken to be canonized. And there are also normative ways to take the notion of margin. The margin is considered as popular, worse, banal, uninteresting, but it can be also taken positively as a unique place for experimenting, for creating innovative literature.
Aleksandra Nowak from the Organizational Committee. There are several institutions involved in creating the Literary Margins and Digital Media event. Academia Europea, Wrocław Knowledge Hub, University of Wrocław. Could you please explain us the relationships between them and the involvement in the event?
So the Wrocław Seminar series is a three-year project fully financed by the nice institution which is called Riksbanken Jubileums Fund, and this was the initiative to write application for three-year project, and it was the idea of Professor Siegfried Heuchen and Professor Peter Emmer, who was then the board member of the Academia Europea, and the grant was provided by the Riksbanken Jubileums Fund to organize three seminars in cooperation with the Academia Europea and Wrocław University. And the main idea is to establish a kind of meeting place for young scholars, especially from central and eastern part of Europe, but also from other parts of the world, because, for example, now we have a person from South Africa. Last year, one person from Australia came to Wrocław to participate in the seminar. So this is the meeting place for young scholars and for keynote invited speakers from members of the Academia Europea, and to meet, to create new networks. And
what is the relationship between the Wrocław Knowledge Hub and Academia Europea? Could you explain what are these institutions?
So Academia Europea was founded in 1988 as a pan-European Academy of Sciences, scientists. And it gathers scientists and scholars from various fields of scholarship, from history of art to nanotechnology and molecular biology. And in 2011, thanks to Professor Langer and Rafał Dudkiewicz, the mayor of Wrocław, the first hub, the Academia Europea Knowledge Hub, was established thanks to, especially to the board and to Professor Jerzy Langer and Rafał Dudkiewicz. So in fact, we are kind of project which is fully financed by the Wrocław municipality, and we had the headquarters in London.
So Knowledge Hub is like this this flank that academia puts in
this
areas.
In this part of Europe, because in 2011 the first Knowledge Hub was established here in Wrocław, and this hub is supposed to cover central and eastern parts of Europe. In 2012 the Barcelona Knowledge Hub was established to cover Mediterranean region. And 2013 we have the Bergen Knowledge Hub, which covers northern dimension of Europe.
Astrid Surmats, Amsterdam University. What would be your first impression of literary Marijuana and digital media?
I found it extremely inspiring to see how different fields actually are able to communicate and to listen to each other. People here at this conference come from really different fields of cultural studies, of language studies, of childhood media studies. So we have the technology, the cultural field, and they all manage to communicate to each other. And I think it's also very interesting to have scientists from all levels, to have PhD students, to have full-fledged professors, to have artists, authors. I think that is very interesting too. I think it's communicative and open.
For me, the most striking was the position of children literature in this mix of disciplines, because it actually situated itself naturally in the center.
Yes, I think that has to do with the tradition of childhood media and of children's books to be intermedial from the start. If you look at a picture book, it has all the elements of multimedia, of intermediality within one single medium already. I think children's literature is a discipline that is used to go cross-disciplinary and to be communicative, and also because of a partly marginalized status of children's literature for some time, it is used to work both in the margins and in the center. And I think this tradition has been in children's literature research at least from the 1960s and onwards. So I think that is one of the reasons why children's literature research and childhood research can position itself in the center.
The interesting and a good point from my perspective was this distanced view on the changes that are ongoing, and there are some question marks, there are some problems that we need to face in all of our disciplines in relation to the digital media. What are those dangerous places or dangerous points for you?
I'm not sure if I want to call them dangerous. I would call them questions, and also maybe some kind of a place for reflection and redefinition. I think there has been a fear also in the literary field that literature is no longer the dominant printed book canon, a defined space that some of us grew up with. And there has been this idea that digital natives will not see narratives anymore. But I think it sort of becomes the other way around, there is a growing openness and there is acceptance of several discourses interlacing with each other. So I think it is very interesting to be aware, to take in the different developments, and I think there is a task for us as scientists to look at the phenomena and to describe them, and also to be interdisciplinary and to listen to each other. I'm sure that it doesn't always become entirely concurrent, so that is something that we need to be aware of. But I think this openness is really important. And I think also that the discourse should be open in many ways. What we see now in the digital field is that we have expert amateurs And we have scientists, and they, I think, need to interact, and they can interact and learn from each other. So that's also very interesting.
To work out some interesting solutions and common goals. And I think one of those goals would be to somehow make the young people who grew up on computer games to later in their adventure with narratives, entertainment, stories, to reach for a printed book themselves and to see that this is a very important competition to all the other mainstream ways of storytelling. Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible, and I think there are also narratives in the multimedia. It's just that we also need to acknowledge different forms of narratives. I mean, if we look back to, say, 1830, then we were discussing if a printed novel was proper literature, right? And we were talking about the dangers of what happens when people read a fantastic novels or when they read gothic novel. So I think also this... careful and sometimes a bit fearsome attitude is counterproductive. Mm-hmm. in a way. So I think, yes, we need to reconsider what reading skills are. Mm-hmm. For digital natives.
Liz Wesseling, Maastricht University. Children literature scholars, electronic literature scholars, ludologists or game computer theorists, Literary Margins and Digital Media Seminar managed to gather people of different research interests, but somehow it did work, and it did work, in my opinion, excellently. Why? What do you think about it?
Well, take ludology, for instance. They are working on things that children's literature scholars have been working on from the inception of the field. For children, there is a very little distinction between telling a story and playing a game. When they start out on their career as a reader, books are just simply toys to them, things that you can do things with. And also when they listen to a story, they tend to play it out through symbolic play or games of make-believe, role-playing and all that. And that's just a very, for a child, it's a normal response to a narrative. So if from the perspective of the field of children's literature, there should be no polarization between ludology and narratology.
And no surprises on both sides, actually.
Well, it's always nice to have surprises. Mm-hmm. I'm always in for them. But what I find very unproductive is this cordoning off of different disciplinary fields. And ludologists do have a bit of a problem there. Mm-hmm. And that's just about academic politics and not about content at all. And so the good thing about this conference is if you can get rid of the politics and the need to draw boundaries, then you can finally get your act together and start talking.
There was also a nice bridge outlined between the electronic literature, digital literature that really experiments with the new ways of showing, presenting and interacting with the text itself, and children's literature on the other hand. You have shown in one of your reflections that children's literature has always been into this medium-specific, medium-conscious tactics.
Yes, way before the introduction of the new electronic and digital media, children's literature was already positioning itself quite consciously vis-à-vis alternative media for instruction and entertainment, such as the theatre and oral storytelling. And children's stories are steeped in oral narrative techniques on the one hand, and at the same time books in which these stories, oral stories, are embedded are very conscious of being a book and try and signal to the child, to the beginning reader, what sort of thing a book is and what it can do for you.
Justyna Fruzińska, University of Łódź. What are your first impressions on the seminar?
Well, very good, of course. I must say that I'm really happy about the fact that all the seminars have been divided according to a prevalent theme. Yes, each day was kind of dominated by something else. As I'm not a children's literature scholar, I didn't quite know what to expect from the second day that was devoted to that. And I found it possibly the most enjoyable. So I think that's my definition of a good conference, when people speak about stuff I don't know about and I don't research about, and I'm still interested in what they have to say.
I'm sharing the same impression. The second day, the children's literature, was a very revealing. It actually shows that this field of children's books is actually very close to game studies, to new media literature studies, and that these researchers are actually feeling at home when mm-hmm. they hear what we are talking about, and they also have something to propose to us.
Yes, and I think maybe they have to even be interested, right, in what's happening in technology, ebooks, or the more kind of experimental things, because they are trying to get children interested. So maybe they are the avant-garde of literary scholars, because they are catering to this audience that is so media literate that you just cannot neglect that.